been a few weeks since I've been on. I've been busy. But this week, the theme is story time. So I'm playing a lot of songs that tell stories throughout because I really like these kinds of songs. I'm not usually one to focus on lyrics or anything, but certain songs really catch my attention. And I do really like when a nice story is told, especially when the music enhances the story to the extent that for these songs it does. I'm going to start out with a little bit of a different song today. It's been one of my favorite songs for a very long time. It's really well done. The lyrics are not only tell a very good story, but they're also very artistic. It's a December song. The songwriter was an English major and he uses very big vocabulary, and just the way that he weaves everything together in the song and like the metaphors that he uses are just fantastic. So to start, here is the Mariner's Revenge song.
We are two mariners, our ship's sole survivors, in this belly of a whale. Its ribs are ceiling beams, its guts are carpeting. I guess we have some time to kill. You may not remember me, I was a child of three, and you a lad of 18. But I remember you, and I will relate to you how our history's in a weave. It took me 15 years to swallow all my tears among the urchins in the street, until a priory took pity and hired me to keep their vestry nice and neat. But never once in the employ of these holy men did I turn my mind from the thought of revenge. Oh. One night I overheard the prior exchanging words with a penitent whaler from the sea. The captain of his ship, who met you toe to tip, was known for one cruelty. Oh,
this wicked fateful night, we had you in our sight. After 20 months at sea, your starboard flank abeam, I was getting my muskets clean when came this rumbling from beneath. The ocean shook, the sky went black, and the captain fell. And before joys of a giant whale. Don't know how I survived. The crew all was chewed alive. I must have slipped between his teeth. But oh, what providence! What divine intelligence that you should survive as well as me. It gives my heart great joy to see your eyes fill with fear. So lean in close and I will whisper the last words you'll hear. Oh.
So that was the Mariner's Revenge song. It's a pretty long song. It's like 9 minutes long, but it tells such an interesting story. So basically, there's a guy who lives with his mom, and he does not have a dad. And so the mom finds a new man who kind of leaves them with no money, gambles all their money away, and then leaves the family. And so the kid grows up, and he goes to work for a shipping yard. And he finds out that this guy who made his family struggle so much is a captain of a ship. So he goes and he sails out to sea, and he finds him. They both, the ships both get swallowed by a whale, and by divine intelligence, both of them survive, and he ends up killing the guy who did his mother so poorly. So it's a very interesting song. It's definitely very different. But yeah, it's really great. It's off of Picaresque by the Decemberists. Up next, a little bit of a change of pace. So we have Elevator Operator by Courtney Barnett. She's a really great songwriter. Lyrics are always very funny and also very interesting. So this is about a guy who decides to skip work and then go to a top of the building and has an interesting interaction on the way. So here is Elevator Operator.
Thank you.
You just heard What Sarah Said by Death Cab for Cutie off of their album Plans. That one's a little bit of a sadder song. It's about waiting in the hospital waiting room for bad news that you know you're going to get, along with all the other people who are waiting for their loved ones as well. And the most catching line of that song is, "Love is watching someone die," which is very sad, but makes for a really pretty song. Next, I have Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 1 off of the Flaming Lips album, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. I think it's a concept album, and it tells a story about a futuristic society where people fight robots, but this particular person, instead of fighting this robot, she falls in love with the robot, and they have to overcome what comes with society from that. So this is one of the songs off of the album, so it tells a little bit of the introduction of the story that I just explained. So here are the Flaming Lips.
Discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshimi, they don't believe me, but you. You won't let those robots defeat me.
it to hate? My vacation's ending, I'm coming home late. The weather was fine and the ocean was great, and I can't wait to see you again. Hate reads the letter and throws it away. No one here cares if you go or you stay. I barely even noticed that you were away. I'll see you or I won't, whatever. Love sings a song as she sails through the sky. The water looks bluer through our pretty eyes. And everyone knows it whenever she flies, and also when she comes down. Hate keeps his head up and walks through the street. Every stranger and drifter he greets and shakes hands with every loner he meets with a serious look on his face. Love arrives safely with suitcase in tow, carrying with her the good things we know. A reason to live and a reason to grow, to trust, to hold, to care. Hate sits alone on the hood of his car, without much regard to the moon or the stars, lazily killing the last of a jar of the strongest stuff you can drink. Love takes a taxi, a young man drives. As soon as he sees her, hope fills his eyes. But tears follow after at the end of the ride, 'cause he might never see her again. Hate gets home lucky to still be alive. Screams o'er the sidewalk and into the drive. The clock in the kitchen says 2:55, and the clock in the kitchen is slow. Love has been waiting, patient and kind, just wanting a phone call or some kind of sound. That the one that she cares for, who's out of his mind, will make it back safe to her arms. Hate stumbles forward and leans in the door, weary head hung down, eyes to the floor. He says, love, I'm sorry. And she says, what for? I'm yours, and that's it, whatever. I should not have been gone for so long. I'm yours, and that's it, forever. You're mine, and that's it,
forever.
So that was The Ballad of Love and Hate by the Avett Brothers. That's one of my favorite story songs. It's also really sad and hard to listen to, but so beautiful, and the story is told so well. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's not hard to follow, but basically love is this influential, amazing person, and hate has a lot of troubles and doesn't show his care as strongly, but she still loves him, and she, you know, forgives him for whatever he's going through, and it's just a beautiful song. I love that song. Next is If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You to bring up the mood a little bit. Weezer. This is a kind of a funny song about someone who is meeting his girlfriend's parents and stuff, and how he, you know, acts in the relationship, and it's a fun song. So here's Weezer.
Make the move, 'cause I ain't got all night.
sympathy. My dad's real cool. He discovered Mars. And my mom is a movie star. You kids at school, don't let me play anything. I don't care because I have everything.
Was Timothy by Dada off of their album Puzzle. It's about a boy who basically like makes up a life for himself and pretends that his dad is a millionaire and he discovered Mars and his mom is a movie star, and when in reality his dad is drunk and his mom got in a car accident. They don't specify if she survived or not, but it's a very interesting song and it's told very well. It's a very interesting story that they wove. And it kind of foreshadows in the beginning where it says, like, oh, yeah, I have everything, but, you know, don't mind the holes in my pants. It's a good one. It's a great album, too, Puzzle by Dada. Next, I have another kind of downer song. Unfortunately, a lot of the stories that are written to music are not happy ones. Just like a lot of lyrics in general to music are about heartbreak and sadness, because, you know, that's what people like to write about. But this is Ben Folds 5 off of their album Whatever and Ever Amen. It's a song called Brick, and it is about an abortion.
Some clothes on in the dark. The smell of coal, car seat is freezing. The world is sleeping. I am numb.
I got miles to be. It ain't nothing in this world for
was Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant. I'm sure you know that one. That's about someone realizing how many people make dirty money, and meeting a bunch of different people who make money in different ways that he doesn't approve of. But by the end, he's like, yeah, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. So that was Cage the Elephant. Up next, I have a song. I think I've probably played this song before. It's called Running This Family. It's by Denzel. It's just like an interesting story about a family and two people having a kid that they didn't necessarily try to have, and how they go through life. And it's a good song. It's off of Pub, the only album that Denzel ever put out. And then the song after that will conclude my show for this week. But first, here is Running This Family by Denzel.
Your pants off in the back of the Corsair, and you looked at me like your father was there, and shrugged your shoulders when you'd had enough. You said you'd done this before, but I can tell a bluff when it's there. Now you're shouting me up the stairs, and your father's too old.
And I won't run away. I won't. for him, Randy. Some nights his dreams would drive him wild, so into bed she piled to help him fall asleep. One night he couldn't get to bed, so she kneeled on both knees, and this is what she said. I may not be wise, and I won't save the day, but look in my eyes, and know I'll always stay, and I won't run away, I won't run away. You say it's safer on your own, you'd rather sleep alone than grow to need me then. But I hope now you can see what my mom and dad showed me. I'm not going anywhere. I love you more and more each day. To love is not to leave. So hear me when I say, I may not be wise, and I won't save the day, but look in my eyes, and know I'll always stay, and I won't run
away. That was Runaway by Ben Platt, and that was my last song of the evening. That was off of his debut album, Sing to Me Instead. It was a story about his upbringing and his parents and what they taught him. And he's just a beautiful soul. I love Ben Platt. He was the debut Evan Hansen and Dear Evan Hansen. And he's an amazing artist. So thank you so much for listening. You were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the show Spinning Plates, and I will see you next week with a new theme.
Did you call me now?